Today, we got the last official snapshot of the economy before the election. The Labor Department reports U.S. employers added 250,000 jobs in October. That's twice what it was in September. The unemployment rate is unchanged at 3.7%. That's the lowest level in nearly 50 years. Let's bring in NPR economic correspondent John Idsty. Hi, John.
Hi, Jeremy.
And this was better than expected.
Yeah, very positive report. Strong job creation, good wage growth, and more workers joining the labor force. That said, part of the reason job creation exceeded expectations was the bounce back from September when Hurricane Florence dampened job growth. We saw a big rebound in leisure and hospitality jobs that were hurt by Florence. So if you take the average of September and October job growth, you get a little over 180,000 jobs a month, which actually is a little bit below the recent trend.
It seems like one of the big problems right now, actually, is that employers aren't able to find the people to fill the jobs. We heard from the Labor Department recently that there are more than 7 million jobs open currently and 6 million looking for work.
Right. Yeah. You know, the main explanation for that is a skills mismatch. Many of the job openings need different skills or higher skills than are available in the market. Lots of industries are affected, including education and healthcare and business and professional services that includes tech. Also, Americans have been much less willing to move to take a job, and that may be another reason these jobs aren't filled.
What about wages? In October, they grew by 0.2%, overall 3.1% for the year. Is this what we should expect in terms of wage growth, or should it be better than that at this point?
Well, as you said, over the past 12 months, hourly wages have risen just over 3%, and that is the best yearly showing in nearly 10 years. So it's a good sign for workers that after a decade of sluggish growth, they're finally getting some substantial wage growth. Many economists think the wage gains will continue to improve, but that rapid acceleration of wages isn't imminent. And 3% annual wage gain is below what we've seen in the past when the economy is this strong.
So a lot of people are going to be watching the Fed, and I'm sure the Fed is looking at these numbers and deciding what to do. We know President Trump has been saying the Fed should not be raising interest rates. We just spoke the other day on the show with former Fed Chair Alan Greenspan, who said he's never talked to a president who wanted interest rates to go up.
No,
but what do you think the Fed sees with this number?
Well, I think the Fed sees a very strong economy where the wages are moving up at a more rapid clip. And at the same time, inflation measures are at the Fed's target and pretty well contained. So I think Fed policymakers will probably stick to their gradual rate hikes and maybe boost rates again in December.
And what about the election? You know, people say it's the economy, stupid. What do you think this means, this jobs report, for the midterms on Tuesday?
Well, it's the positive economy is a plus for Republicans. But today's report, I don't think will have much effect. The Wall Street Journal took a look at whether there's a connection between the unemployment rate and the number of seats a party wins or loses in the midterms. And they found no matter what the unemployment rate was, the president's party usually loses seats in Congress during the midterm election.
John Idsty, NPR economic correspondent, with a look at today's jobs report from the Labor Department. John, thank you.
You're welcome.